I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. We have some of that local talent in the studio, as we always do. The Music City Horn Quartet is here. Four French horns for music of Mozart and Debussy and Bach and Beethoven today. The members are Jennifer Coomer, Tara Johnson, John Goff, and Joey Dimko, and they're going to be introducing themselves along the way. But first of all, Jennifer Coomer will introduce the Mozart and talk a little bit about the Gateway Chamber Orchestra, too, because there's a connection here.
Yes, there is a connection, Will, with the Gateway Chamber Orchestra. We are sort of representing the horns of the Gateway Chamber Orchestra. A bunch of us have played as... I've played with the group for years as principal horn. Kristen Sinkowitz, who teaches at Austin Peay, is a horn player with them, too. We've all played together as freelancers, and some of us have played with the group over the years. They have a performance coming up in Franklin Theater on April. Well, the APSU performance is April 30th at 4 o'clock, and the Franklin Theater performance is May 1st at 7:30. They're going to be celebrating nature's beauty with Beethoven's Sixth, the Pastorale, concluding the concert. And there's works by George Butterworth, The Banks of Green Willow, John Luther Adams, Become River. But it's a great ensemble, a great chamber group, and really fun to be a part of. Lots of great horn music.
The Gateway Chamber Orchestra, thanks for that. Well, what are you going to play by Mozart today?
We are going to play the String Quartet, number 7, the first movement of that. And it's been arranged for horn quartet by Christopher U. Jones. Thank you.
live in Studio C, the Music City Horn Quartet playing an arrangement of the opening movement of the String Quartet No. 7 in E-flat, Kochel 160 by Mozart, an arrangement by Christopher Hugh Jones. The Music City Horn Quartet, live in Studio C, Jennifer Coomer, Tara Johnson, John Goff, and Joey Dimko with us today. And Tara Johnson is going to introduce the next piece. It's by Claude Debussy.
Hi, I'm Tara Johnson, and we're going to be playing Clair de Lune, an arrangement of Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. And this is actually the third movement of Suite Bergamasque, written in 1890. And it's a piano depiction of Paul Verlaine's poem, written in 1869. And I actually have the poem translated here for you, so I'm going to read that. It says, "Your soul is a chosen landscape where charming masqueraders and bergamaskers, playing the lute and dancing and almost sad beneath their fanciful disguise, all sing in a minor key of victorious love and the opportune life. They do not seem to believe in their happiness, and their song mingles with the moonlight. With the still moonlight, sad and beautiful, that sets the birds dreaming in the trees, and the fountains sobbing in ecstasy, the tall, slender fountains among marble statues."
Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy, and an arrangement by Bill Holcomb Jr., played by the Music City Horn Quartet. Thank you, Tara Johnson, for that introduction and the poem, which I'd never actually encountered before. So, music of Debussy, played by the Music City Horn Quartet.
Thank you.
Claude Debussy's beautiful Clair de Lune, of course, played in an arrangement for four French horns by the Music City Horn Quartet live in Studio C, and that arrangement was by Bill Holcomb, Jr. Amazing to hear that music in that format. That's so different, and yet it still works. It's beautiful music.
Yes. Horn Quartet is one of the absolutely one of the best formats for chamber music, if you ask any one of us.
That's John Goff speaking, by the way. He's going to introduce the next piece, which is by Bach, and also himself. You should tell us a bit about yourself, because you have an interesting thing that you do with French horn other than just play it. So, John?
I recently moved to Nashville, and I opened up a shop called Elemental Brass, and I repair all types of brass instruments, and as well, I build custom French horns.
That's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's really...
Probably not easy to do.
No, it takes a lot of time and a lot of patience. there's a very long process, starting from just a brass tube and turning it into the music that you have in front of you. In fact, I'm playing on one of those horns today.
Well, that's great. Well, it's a beautiful piece. From here, it shines.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. And you also were somewhat responsible for this ensemble coming together, is that right?
Yeah. You know, when I moved to town, I really, really wanted to start a chamber group. I wasn't sure what that was going to be, but I kept having these fabulously talented musicians come into my shop, and I got to talk to them and hear what was going on in their head from day to day. And I mean, Nashville is such a vibrant musical community. It's amazing. You can knock on 10 doors and get 6 musicians. You know, it's really fantastic.
True.
But, the musicians that we have here in front of us, Jennifer came into my shop and had some work done, and I'd run into her in some studio sessions, and the same with Tara and Joey, and I just thought they were all really wonderful people, and we got along really well, and they sounded fabulous when they would try my horns, and so I asked them if they would be gracious enough to spend some time just playing through some quartets, and the first rehearsal we had, it just... Oh, it was really special. You know, incredible sound and a good group dynamic, and that's a really hard thing to find.
And here you are sharing it with us live in Studio C.
Yeah,
John Goff is talking. Tell us about this piece by Bach. It's a fugue from Book 2 of Well-Tempered Clavier, is that right?
Yes, that's true. Lowell Shaw is very, very well known for orchestrating, lots of different pieces, but he does a huge number of Bach fugues and pieces for larger orchestrations, 6, 8, 12 horns sometimes. And the quartets are just really, really well done. This is a C minor fugue out of the second book, and it's originally for keyboard, but the way he's orchestrated it, you would never really know that.
Music of Bach, played by the Music City Horn Quartet, live in Studio C. Thank you. Fugue from the Prelude and Fugue in C minor from Book 2 of the Well-Tempered Clavier by Johann Sebastian Bach, played live in Studio C by the Music City Horn Quartet. Jennifer Coomer, Tara Johnson, John Goff, and Joey Demko live in Studio C. And Joey's coming to the microphone to introduce himself and our next and last piece.
Yeah, I'm Joey Demko. I freelance in Nashville. I play fourth horn in the Chattanooga Symphony, and since I moved recently from Boston, I actually still have a couple of gigs up in New York State. I play in the Albany Symphony and in Opera Saratoga in Saratoga Springs, New York in the summers, so all over the place.
Welcome to Nashville, Joey.
Yeah, thank you.
Like everyone else.
Yeah, and about the next piece, it's a Beethoven string quartet that's transcribed for four horns. It was originally commissioned for Prince Joseph Franz Maximilian Lobkowitz, that's a mouthful, who employed Beethoven's friend, violinist Carl Amenda. And it's quartet opus 18, number 2, and it's the finale from that quartet.
That's great. Music of Beethoven, as arranged by Christopher U. Jones, played by the Music City Horns, Horn Quartet, live in Studio C. Thank you. That was the finale from the string quartet, Opus 18, number 2, by Beethoven, played by the Music City Horn Quartet, live in Studio C, in an arrangement by Christopher U. Jones. And maybe because of the similarity in the tone colors, you can really, it kind of exposes the, or illuminates the architecture of this music a little differently than strings would. It's pretty amazing stuff. Thank you for playing that, and thank you for being with us today, Music City Horn Quartet. Jennifer Coomer, Tara Johnson, John Goff, and Joey Dimko. Jennifer, if you don't mind, if you still have your information handy, I'm going to ask you to come back to the mic and give us a rundown of the Gateway Chamber Orchestra's upcoming concerts again.
Yes, the Gateway Chamber Orchestra will be celebrating nature's beauty at the Franklin Theater on May 1st at 7:30. Works by George Butterworth, John Luther Adams, and the Beethoven 6 Pastoral Symphony at the Franklin Theater, May 1st, 7:30, and at APSU, Austin Peay University, April 30th at 4 o'clock.
Well, thank you for that information, too. Great local organization, so go out and support them as well. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for this great music from the Music City Horn Quartet today. And up next week, fiddler Matt Combs will be here with pianist Nate Strasser. Be interesting to see what they have for us.